Residents of Good Growth Point and Masvingo Town yesterday and today rejected almost three quarters of the bill, saying it violates some provisions of Zimbabwe's constitution. The bill is designed to operationalize the National Peace and Reconciliation Commission. One of the people who rejected the bill was Lloyd Mufuze of Mushayavanu in Gutu.
The constitution provides that the commission reports to parliament and not to the minister. Clause 9 of the bill therefore limits the power of the National Peace and Reconciliation Commission and should be repealed. The bill must guarantee the independence of the commission as provided for by the constitution on section 235. The bill must not take away the commission's independence by giving the minister so much power that it infringes on the independence.
Charlotte Gano of Masvingo Town echoed the same sentiments, adding that the bill was silent on issues of reparations and compensation for victims of political violence.
This must have been included and clearly spelled out so that people like us who have lost their beloved ones, their cattle and their homes during political violence, they will get our things back and we should be compensated by the government. And it makes the bill a half-baked product.
Arnold Basera of Masvingo Mcheke Sebab added that the bill should be redone before it is passed in parliament, as it gives the Minister of Justice, Legal and Parliamentary Affairs and the President powers that are not in the constitution.
This bill clause 3 states that members of the commission will serve a maximum of 2 terms of up to 5 years as determined by the president, meaning that the president may appoint them for less than 5 years at his discretion, which is contrary to the constitutional provision of section 320, which states that members of all commissions must be appointed for 5-year terms. The president cannot appoint them for shorter terms. There is need for us to recraft the bill to suit what the constitution wants.
Justice and Legal Parliamentary Affairs Committee member Mr. Innocent Gonese of the MDC, led by former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai, said the committee will present its findings to parliament without doctoring people's views.
Of course, we have got our own opinions, but at the end of the day, we stand guided by what the public would have said.
Human Rights NGO Forum Tinotenda Kambarami, who attended the hearing, said the committee should respect the views of the people.
The people have spoken. I think they've looked at it, and a lot are speaking against the minister. I think overall they've said that some of the clauses that are contained within the bill, one, either unconstitutional or they give the minister too much power.
The public hearings are being done in all the provinces before the bill is presented to parliament for approval. Parliament's legal committee has already condemned the bill, saying it contravenes some of the provisions of the country's constitution. Reporting for Studio 7 in Masvingo, I am Kandri Maramba.